Here they come again. That gaggle of Washington politicos and pundits who keep assailing Joe Biden's package of FDR-ish proposals that, at long last, would begin lifting up America's infrastructure and working class. Too big, screech these small thinkers and servants of the plutocratic order. Too costly and, well, too democratic. You would expect such adamant minginess from anti-everything Republicans, but these are Democrats. Well, sort of. They're Chicken Little Democrats, a subset whose members fastidiously call themselves middle-of-the-road moderates. Actually, though, you can almost always find them hugging the right-hand lane, clucking that the party of the people is scaring the people with policies that, get this, directly benefit the people. This was their excuse when one of their own political adherents, Terry McAuliffe, recently lost the Virginia gubernatorial election. It's their fault, cried the mods, claiming that poor Terry lost because progressives refused conservative demands to slash key Democratic reforms from Biden's infrastructure bill. They claimed that cutting progressive proposals from the bill would have made it more acceptable to Virginians. As one political columnist wailed, had congressional Democrats given voters a reason to turn out, that would well have made the difference. But wait, it's the job of the candidate to motivate voters. McAuliffe, a lackluster peer of the business-as-usual Washington power structure, ran a lousy campaign, basically assailing his Republican opponent for being a clone of Donald Trump. True, but besides not being Trump, what was Terry offering to grassroots families to excite them about voting for him? This is Jim Hightower saying, and guess what would have been a winning issue for him? That big progressive version of Biden's infrastructure bill. It happens to be very popular among the voters McAuliffe needed. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is brought to you by the Lowdown Happy Hour, live streamed from the Chat and Chew Cafe. Details at HightowerLowdown.org.